The National Defense Authorization Act is $25 billion more than President Joe Biden requested. The beefed-up military bill passed both the House and the Senate, and it has every year for decades on a bipartisan basis. Nearly all Republicans joined with the vast majority of Democrats in passing the military spending framework, but Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy noted Republicans' talk of patriotism in supporting the bill is only a show.
It says what the policies will be, it declares what the funding should be, but there's not one penny, not one penny in this bill. That's the job of the Appropriations Committee. As we prepare to vote for the NDAA, Republicans have not come to the table to negotiate top-line spending numbers so we can actually enact an appropriations bill to pay for our national defense. Some have said that they'd be fine if the government ended up operating under a full-year continuing resolution. A full-year CR would not only reduce spending, defense spending, by $35 billion compared with what's in the NDAA bill, and 1 minute waving the flag and declaring they support our troops and our military, and the next day have no problem in cutting the funds.
Three Republicans, one independent, and six Democrats voted against the military spending bill. Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey was among them. He wrote on social media that, quote, "We should not accept the logic that says we can spend more on defense than the next 11 countries combined, but universal child care and pre-K are just too expensive. That is insane and immoral," unquote. His statement touches on the Republicans who voted for the military spending bill, but are unified in opposing the president's Build Back Better social spending plan, which includes universal child care, pre-K, and paid family leave. More conservative Democrats like Joe Manchin also voted for the National Defense Authorization Act, but have also said they have problems with Build Back Better's size in providing subsidized child care. Another no vote for the military spending bill came from Senate Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand of New York. She pushed for a provision requiring women to register for the draft, which was successfully opposed by conservative Republicans.
It's disgraceful. It's 100% discriminatory. The purpose of selective service is to make sure that every 18-year-old in the country is registered for, God forbid, there's a national emergency. We don't want to have a draft in this country. We want to have an all-volunteer military from now till forever. But if there was a national emergency, it's a way for the government to call up every able-bodied young person to serve. And if you don't ask women to register for selective service, you're saying, women, we don't need you in a national emergency, which is total BS. Of course we need women. And every person who serves in the military is valuable. And today, men and women serve alongside each other ably in all billets.
Gillibrand also pushed for changes to the way the military deals with sexual assault allegations, only to see her amendment stripped from the final provision from the final version. Efforts to change the military's prosecution of rape and other sexual assaults have been building for years, alongside the rise in reported cases, including a 13% jump in 2018 and a 3% jump in 2019, according to the Defense Department. Under the revision spelled out in the defense bill, the military will take some authority for prosecuting sexual assault cases out of the hands of commanders and instead use independent prosecutors. Gillibrand wanted the cases fully removed from the chain of command, and she's called the final changes to the bill a disservice to service members and democracy. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.